This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, that'd be me and Aaron Tippin. Where do you come from anyway?
Here's what I tell everyone.
Please tell us.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Happy the USA, in case you're wondering. Hi there.
Big old land with countless.
Scott Hannon here. Kevin Flynn, What's on Your Mind is on your radio. You got that James Comer clip available? I'm going to share that with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Well, I'm sure has heard it from him, but going to our debate last hour, whether this is the thing, and this is a big enough deal that we believe, the Biden administration, specifically Joe Biden, Hunter, will finally be held accountable. I want to share that clip with him and get his take on that as well. Is Kelly on?
Yeah, I'm on.
How are you?
There he is.
Hi. You know, I'm good. Just another week. Debt ceiling negotiation at the White House tomorrow. Title 42 ends on Thursday. We're doing a press conference for oversight, 9 a.m. Wednesday morning. So be ready for that as well.
So I want to talk about all those things, but let's start with the oversight. You said a press conference?
Yeah, so I was on the phone with Chairman Comer for about an hour last night trying to go through exactly. I mean, so some of this is, right, we have to be careful, and we don't want to do what the Democrats did, which was try to impeach Trump before he ever got elected and try to find conduct to do it. We're investigating the conduct and taking it where it goes. So, the picture's starting to get clear. Your callers are frustrated. Everybody's frustrated. They expect this stuff to happen right away, but you can do it fast or you can do it well, and you usually can't do it both.
Oh, that's perfectly put, Kelly.
Here is the clip from Comer. We played this last hour as well, and a fair amount of people, the term I'd use, getting their hopes up about this, and we're glad you're on this committee so you can break this down a little bit for us, and as you say, tell us what you can tell us. Go ahead and roll that,
yeah.
Kev.
Well, Senator Grassley and I received a tip on a whistleblower. Senator Grassley was the lead in this. We reviewed documents from the legally protected whistleblower, highly credible whistleblower, that would implicate Joe Biden in a paper play scheme trying to set up a deal to receive funds to he and his family. In exchange for foreign policy decisions. Now, that fits a pattern, Maria, of what we've seen with these bank records. And on Wednesday, we're going to present to the American people all the information that we've received thus far pertaining to bank records. We're going to disclose many of the different LLCs, many of the different transactions that all these different Biden family members have gotten from our adversaries around the world. Now, we don't believe this was just a coincidence that all these Biden family members were receiving money from this web of LLCs into their personal bank account. We believe this was done in exchange for something that then Vice President Biden and now President Biden would have done.
So a lot of what he just said, we've heard versions of many times before. What makes this different?
Mostly because, and I think this is really important for anybody listening, is you still have, you can make the accusation, But if you're trying to hide this stuff through financial transactions and doing this through a lot of different people, and there's all these other LLCs, and then some of this stuff, I mean, like, we're like what we're allowed to talk about on actual SARS reports and from Treasury versus what we're allowed to see are two different things. So I think the most important part is we need to frame this up. And this is a little hard in D.C. because everybody has the collective attention span of a fruit fly. But this was all, I mean, these transactions were all occurring while President Biden was the vice president. A lot of the payments were done after he was vice president. And let's remember, at that point in time, President Biden thought he was done in politics. Like, I don't think anybody after President Trump won in 2016 had Joe Biden circled as the next political player in the Democratic Party. So the key to this is, and I've worked a lot of large-scale financial transaction cases, which are less, I don't know if sophisticated is the right word, but expansive is probably a good word with this. So now it's just tracing the money from A to B to C to D. And, you know, we're gonna come out with what we have. You know, so obviously Jamie Covey, I have not spoken to the DOJ whistleblower. I don't know who the DOJ whistleblower is. This town is very, very leaky, and they've done a really good job, both Senator Grassley and Senator Comer, of keeping this tight hold so they can get all the information put together before they lay it out. But yeah, I have real concerns, and everybody who's on this call should have or listening to this should have real concerns why certain members of the Biden family and close associates were just getting money put into their, I mean, being given money that was run through all these shell LLCs. And we want to know why. Was it tax avoidance? I mean, is it as simple as that? Did Hunter Biden owe his sister money? What is it as simple as that? Because it sure doesn't look like it. It's a pretty sophisticated scheme for all of those things to be true.
Yeah, and this whistleblower is saying the DOJ had this information and didn't do anything with it, right?
Well, yes, question mark. That's the second question. He said he reported it to DOJ, and we want to know if DOJ did anything with it. Now, keep in mind, this is the same DOJ that's waited 2 years to charge Hunter Biden for lying on a gun form. I'm just telling anybody listening, if you did that, it wouldn't take 2 years to charge you.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly right. So you got a double whammy here. You've got a smoking gun of sorts against the Biden folks on the connecting the dots. But you've also got...
Yeah, I mean, Scott, I have a lot more questions than answers right now. And I will just tell you, it's really difficult for me to see how you would have a legitimate reason for this. But I don't know that... I think there's a smoking gun on Hunter Biden. I'm not particularly interested in Hunter Biden, other than he should be held accountable in the same way everybody else is. My concern with Hunter Biden is we know he was influence peddling. We know that. I mean, anybody with eyes knows that. The question is, was there quid pro quo? And that's the real question that the American people deserve the answer to.
Very interesting. And this, we're going to know who this whistleblower is on Wednesday. Is that right?
I don't know if we're no. My guess is the whole world will know who the whistleblower is at some point in time because it's D.C. and nothing stays secret. But it's not going to come from us. We're very serious about protecting whistleblowers.
Got it. So the information from the whistleblower will be known Wednesday, but the identity of the whistleblower will not come from the committee.
What we're comfortable saying publicly, I think that's where, I mean, we have to do this in a way that, I mean, our ultimate end game is to get to the truth. And sometimes that's frustrating for people because we won't strategically. I've been really, it's D.C., so it happens, but I'm really impressed with Jamie Comer and the oversight staff. I mean, they're not interested in getting, 12-hour news clicks. They're interested in digging into this and getting to the truth. And sometimes those two things are not. I mean, if you want to be relevant every 48 hours in D.C., you got to leak something. If you want to get to the truth, you got to keep it tight hold. So, I mean, which one would you rather have?
Unbelievable. That's the way the town works. You mentioned the debt ceiling talks. So is it Biden and McCarthy now? Really, that are the two players here?
To be President Biden, McCarthy, Senator McConnell, and Senator Schumer. But I think Senator Mike Lee let the letter, Senator Hoeven and Senator Cramer have been great. I mean, they got 43 senators that say they're not going to vote for clean debt limit. So they've got a real issue. If their stance is going to simply be we're not negotiating, they've got a real problem because the Senate can't pass us a bill. The House passed the bill raising the debt ceiling. So everybody who, I mean, we passed the bill. We did our job. Now it's time to negotiate. And once, if they get into real negotiations, we're going to have problems. I mean, we're going to have the ability to figure out what this looks like in divided government. We'll have people that say it doesn't go far enough. But the whole, I mean, the ball is legitimately in President Biden's court. Is he interested in negotiating or is he interested in, you know, being treated like, I don't know, whatever, letting the D.C. media run his narrative that just isn't working with the American people?
What is so difficult about bringing spending down to the levels it was at the previous fiscal year?
Because nobody hates Santa Claus. I mean, that's, and by the way, that's been a problem for both Republicans and Democrats for a long time in D.C. But the fundamental argument that when your credit card is maxed out is not the time to talk about what you can cut spending on. The only people in the world that believe D.C., every dollar we spend in D.C. is absolutely essential apparently work for President Biden in the White House.
Yeah.
Part Senator Schumer.
You know, I guess there's no media that's going to hold him accountable to this, but it does seem insane to me that you're arguing no, we won't reduce one penny of spending. Sorry, we can't do that. We're not going to do that. Just lift the debt ceiling and get nothing in return. It's just crazy to me. More with Congressman Kelly Armstrong after a short time out. Don't go away.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit SummitCarbonSolutions.com. That's SummitCarbonSolutions.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
To a crawfish bowl, don't wash nice dreams while you're changing the oil when you find yourself dating the bridesmaid.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour with Kelly Armstrong. One more segment with him. Congressman Kelly Armstrong joining us to talk about what's happening in the United States Congress. Let's talk about the border a minute here. It's just a disaster. I mean, every metric is an awful disaster in what's happening. And what's so sad about this is, you know, you saw it one way under Trump and another way under Biden. And it's so obvious the difference in what's happening, the numbers pouring across. Is it too much to ask for a national debate to say, let's do it like Trump did it so we can stop this?
I don't think so. House Republicans have marked up a border security bill. It went through regular order in judiciary. It went through regular order in Department of Homeland Security. And on Thursday, when Title 42 expires, and you are going to see, there's a reason this White House sent 1,500 troops down to the border. You're going to, at the same time, they're essentially admitting they've lost all control. We're going to pass a bill that gives them solutions. And I think it's important to recognize. So first of all, Title 42 is a crutch. It's not a long-term solution. But you have bipartisan senators introducing an extension of Title 42 right now. Kristen Sinema, who I don't think anybody thinks is a conservative, absolutely trashed this administration this weekend in an interview about how they just completely ill-prepared for this, for something that they, whatever the opposite of a surprise is, that's what this is. They knew it was coming, and they've done nothing about it. And it's killing kids in North Dakota. That's the thing. This is one of those deals where there's big fights between Republicans and Democrats, and we should have those fights, and we should have those debates. But I just spent last week meeting with three different fire departments in Bismarck and Mandan, met with the law enforcement in Minot, and each and every one of them says their calls are up, and the big thing they're noticing is fentanyl overdoses. And it's with our first responders. You can't get farther away from the border than Minot, North Dakota. And it's their number one concern. So this is why it matters to everybody.
The Drug Enforcement Administration has put out a release this morning talking about an operation of theirs called Last Mile is tracked down two cartels associating within American communities. You mentioned drug overdoses happening here. You're right. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, directly linked 26 investigations to these two cartels. And, of course, we're talking about, fentanyl. We're talking about meth, all on the local streets and selling it on the social media. And seizures of meth increased 55%. DEA Omaha Division investigators made 87 arrests and seized 60 firearms. Tying to one of the two cartels. So I guess this is news. I'm not surprised to know that two cartels are here, but they're tying it directly to 26 investigations in these states. What's your reaction to this?
Well, first of all, this isn't new. When I was practicing federal defense in Grand Forks, I mean, this was when Drew Wrigley was the U.S. attorney. And, I mean, there was a large-scale methamphetamine conspiracy case that ran directly linked to the cartels. And it was a huge deal. And they've just beat up the pipeline. The difference right now is, one, when you have no control over the border, and, I mean, it's just, the pills are so small, it's so easy to move massive amounts of them. The precursors are coming from China. The pills are getting made in Mexico, and they're killing kids all across the United States. And we have great U.S. attorneys. Contrary to the leadership of DOJ out here in the FBI, which I'm very critical of almost daily, our law enforcement agents and our task force in North Dakota are really good at this, really, really good, and they take it really seriously. And our U.S. Attorney's Office is really good at prosecuting it. The problem is the volume coming across the border is so much that you just can't get a handle on it on the ground in Grand Forks or Fargo and Bismarck. You have to stop it where it's coming into the country.
1 year that they focused on this particular operation, Last Mile, 1,436 investigations, May 1 to May 1, with federal, state, local law enforcement, resulted in 3,337 arrests and the seizure of nearly 44 million fentanyl pills, more than 6,500 pounds of fentanyl powder, more than 91,000 pounds of meth, 8,497 firearms, and more than 100 million in cash. Unbelievable. And, you know, a third grader could figure out, well, wait a minute, if we didn't have this unbelievable inflow of illegal immigration, we could maybe focus a little bit on these cartels who use those people for a shield, right, Kelly?
That's exactly right, and it's important. I mean, this isn't like if you cut down 40% of the illegal crossings at the border, you cut down eight. I mean, this has an exponential effect, right? When you have all of these soft-sided temporary facilities, you're bringing all of your interdiction officers to process migrants because you have just the most backwards policy and you fail to follow U.S. law. What you are doing is you are taking law enforcement off of the border in order to deal with the humanitarian crisis. So for all of that great work, when the volume's as high as it is, I mean, if you ask any local police chief or any local sheriff, they're not seeing less overdoses, they're seeing more. And that's with local law enforcement doing as great a job as they possibly can under these circumstances.
I want to ask you also about a story this weekend, tragic situation at an outlet mall. Guy gets out of a car, shoots eight dead, and literally within seconds, you've got people suggesting that this is another reason that we ought to have more gun control. And a lot of those people reside in the U.S. House. What do you say to counter that argument?
Well, I say we should enforce the gun laws we have now. That would be a pretty good start. I also don't think we should politicize this and go to motivations because I think it makes everybody simply look stupid. We have to deal with this issue. We always have had to deal with this issue, but and Scott, I don't know if I've told you this before, I forget, but you know, the president wants to go back to 1994 again. He wants assault weapons bans. He wants all of these different things. I obviously don't support that. But even if you are somebody who does, the problem is U.S. v. Heller has come out since then. And there is a common use standard that is the law of the land in North Dakota in interpretation of the Second Amendment. Well, there's nothing in more common use in the United States right now than an AR-15. So banning it is unconstitutional. So stop talking about it. Let's just please stop. Let's start working court solutions that work and that solve some of these problems. Because I think everybody wants to deal with this and start dealing with some of these gun crimes. But when you politicize everything and you immediately move it to that space, you don't allow for any action. I didn't like the gun bill last time, the bipartisan gun bill. I don't think it hit the mark. I think there were some things in there that potentially could have worked, but I didn't like it. But it actually proved up at least one thing, that you know, you can work together if you're trying to get towards solutions. I would say you should bring more conservatives into this conversation that actually care about all the Bill of Rights and not just the ones they deem the most appropriate. But you can't just continue to say these things because, one, it's never going to happen politically, and two, it's not legal.
Any of your colleagues that raised that issue, you might note there was also an event this weekend where an SUV plowed into people and eight were dead from that. So I guess that would mean SUVs have to be banned,
well,
too.
I mean, we should also be, yeah, I mean, we should be more honest about the violence that occurs and where it occurs and how it does, but that just doesn't fit political narrative. You know that.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, great chat. Covered a lot of ground. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Scott.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong, our guest on What's on Your Mind. We're going to go to the border next with one of the best, Todd Benzman, who's written a couple of books, who is from the Center for Immigration Studies. I don't know anybody that knows it better. We'll get an update firsthand on what's happening next on What's on Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. Authorities in Texas are identifying the dead gunman in Saturday's mass shooting as a 33-year-old Hispanic male, Mauricio Garcia. Eight people were killed and seven others wounded in the weekend shooting at Allen Premium Outlets, roughly 30 miles north of Dallas. The gunman was killed by an off-duty police officer that was at the mall and responded. Citizen Cole Korpchak was a witness at the mall.
There's this guy dressed in all black, wearing a vest, has an assault rifle, and he's just shooting at people.
An experimental Chinese spacecraft safely returned to Earth after staying in orbit for 276 days. China was testing the country's reusable space technologies. The uncrewed spacecraft returned to the launch center in northwest China this morning. Today is officially Reward Yourself Day. Take advantage. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What's on your mind from the PetroServe USA studios, where today home cooking and grab-and-go convenience awaits you. What's it going to be? Beefy noodle today sound good? 45th Street at 9th Street Southwest in Fargo. Location of PetroServe USA, Salisbury Steak in Yulin. Glendon at Sloppy Joe's. Beefy Noodles on MP Avenue. Mac and Beef at 12th Avenue and 929. Valley City has meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham. Exit 292 off of I-94. Valley City location of PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Todd Benzman is here, the author of Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. Also wrote a book called America's Covert Border War, The Untold Story of the Nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration. Todd, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
How bad is it? Let folks know up here in the heartland just how bad things are along the border.
Well, every border patrol facility, detention facility or holding facility, is now completely full. They are at capacity despite surging construction of these facilities for the coming end of Title 42. Bringing in all kinds of human resources, buses, planes, transportation, USCIS, asylum officers, judges. But because the border, the holding facilities are already full from tens of thousands of people crossing in and giving themselves up, we're not even at the end of Title 42 yet. That's Thursday. We could probably expect a very, very significant increase in daily arrivals over that border, all along the border, from El Paso down to the Brownsville area and in Arizona and to a certain extent in California, too, starting on Thursday. They're already coming in by the thousands of days.
So give us a sense of, you know, you're describing things as bad. I mean, the holding facilities are full, yet what are we expecting Thursday when Title 42 ends? I mean, you're describing what sounds like a conversion of events there that are going to be disastrous.
Right. Well, we know that, tens of thousands are in the Darien Gap pipeline right now down Columbia, Panama. There are just some estimates as high as 500,000 immigrants in Mexico now waiting for this thing to happen. And the administration is going to be putting in place a new, policy. Get used to the name of this. It's Title 8. You should be hearing a lot about Title 8, no longer Title 42. Title 8 expedited removal. And they swear up and down that this is a really hardcore, top Trumpian-like pushback policy that's going to deter everybody and make them want to apply legally for humanitarian parole while they're still in Mexico. But when you read into the policy, all the fine details, it's punched full of loopholes. For example, family members will not be detained at all if they cross illegally. And, why would we not expect there to be a brand new crush of family units crossing if they're not going to be detained? They're going to get right in. We're going to release them. We're not going to push family units back into Mexico once they've applied for asylum. And the policy also exempts unaccompanied minors, just like Title 42 did. Well, when Title 42 exempted them, we saw 350,000. The whole world sent their teenagers over the border. They're letting you in. And many of them got slave labor trafficked in the United States. New York Times wrote a big piece about that. That's not going away because just as many unaccompanied minors will be coming in. And everybody else can appeal till the cows come home any sort of expedited removal. And they will probably be released too. And so I anticipate a really mad rush on that border after Thursday. Might be a little tentative at first until the migrants can figure out what works, a few days maybe. And then once they figure out that the Biden administration is letting everybody in, it'll be going crazy down there again.
So Title 8 isn't meant to dissuade folks who think Title 42's ending is a reason they can get in? What are they?
Title 42 does not let you apply for asylum or claim asylum. It just pushes you back. You just push back right into Mexico. But the key thing about Title 8 is everybody gets to claim asylum once they're on U.S. soil. The administration is saying, oh, we're just going to say no to everybody and put them and expeditiously remove them back to their home countries or Mexico. But what they don't tell you is that there are all these ways to appeal a decline. If they turn you down, you can go to a judge. If you don't like what the judge says, you can go to the courts. And all that takes so much time that they won't be able to hold you. They'll have to release you in. And that's the end game. Once that starts happening and word spreads of it, everybody's going to come in and claim asylum again and use it to get in.
And it sounds like
that's what to look for.
And it sounds like Title 8 with the term removal sounds tough, but in practicality is not going to be actually accomplishing much.
Yeah, that's my read on this whole situation. And I've written about this for the New York Post and the Federalist, explaining in greater detail recently about why that is. And I'll be very happy to end up with egg on my face. That would be the best thing.
Todd Benzman is with us from the Center for Immigration Studies, author as well, and most importantly, somewhat observes this stuff firsthand, is actually on the border taking it all in. How is the Border Patrol doing? I just weep for them every day when I think of how we've treated them and the entire Biden administration and what they have to deal with day in and day out.
Well, you have to remember that these men and women are highly trained to stop, block, interdict, chase, arrest. They're well equipped for the most part, and you know, they love their core job and the mission. They like doing it. But most of them are going to be relegated to processing in all the immigrants that are about to just start flowing back over. You know, they have to be tagged and, you know, their face, you know, pictures taken and the kids taken care of until the administration can release them into the interior. And that is not a warrior kind of duty. So nobody likes to do that. They're already being TDY'd over to the big facilities. You know, imagine, you know, like a Navy SEAL team that's, you know, heavily trained for war. And they finally get a war, but their job is to guard the cafeteria in the rear echelons, you know, in the back.
Tell us a little bit about Texas Governor Greg Abbott and dusting off something that has worked in the past to get Mexico awakened to this problem and taking some ownership with it, with this border truck brigade here that is on the bridge. What's going on there?
Well, it's an interesting idea. The Texas governor figured out that he had the authority to order Texas DPS truck safety inspectors to do inspections on every truck, any truck that crosses in from Mexico, and that he could close down international trade with three troopers at all of the bridges if he wanted to. So he tried it last year, about a year ago. He shut down six different bridges for the most part with a handful of troopers and forced the governors of four Mexican states to come over and sign security agreements with the governor to stop the immigration on their side of the border to do more, at least not let them just easily cross over. And it's hard to tell whether it worked. I think that to a certain extent it worked somewhat, but the governor said that if you don't abide by your security agreements, we're going to do the truck inspections again. And they started to do them again at a particular bridge where the Venezuelans were coming over by the masses, Matamoros to Brownsville, Texas, a big bridge. It's Veterans International Bridge. Tons of trade coming over there from the maquiladoras, the factories, auto parts, and oil shipments and that sort of thing. And they're doing 100% truck inspections. And the backup is like 5 miles long, last I heard. It was about 2 days ago. It was 5 miles long. So they have shut that bridge down. I should be on that bridge this evening. I'm on my way down right now to go see what's going on with that. This tactic has escaped almost all media attention. I wrote about it, and that's about it. But it's a fascinating tactic, and it'll be interesting to see if the governor starts to close other bridges too, which would force the Mexicans to do more. It's leverage. It's real leverage. The problem is that it also hurts Texas business. You know, there's produce aboard those trucks that goes back, and there's, you know, deliveries that are expected on the Texas side. It is a little bit politically risky. So it's the whole thing is very interesting. I think we're going to see more of this Abbott bridge closure thing.
I love it. And as you say, it doesn't come out without inconvenience for Texas, but at least it wakes people up. Let's take a break. When we come back, I want you to tell folks what the result of this was last time in the way of some of these Mexican officials saying, okay, we can't have that happen, so we better do our part here on our end. And one way to get it opened up is to have them take some of these folks and to make sure that they're not heading all the way to the border. David in Minnesota has a question, too. David, we'll get to you as well. Todd Benzman joins us on What's On Your Mind. Update on what's happening at our border. And it's not good. greatest border crisis in U.S. history. When we continue.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tab fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Patriot Mobile, you know, it's really important for you to support the sponsors that support us. So dang important. And these are good people. Why write a check to Verizon and, you know, Sprint and all these woke national retailers when you can write a check for the same service? Because Patriot Mobile offers broad nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers, plans to fit any budget. 100% U.S.-based customer support team, really good about that. They make everything easy. But most important, they share your values. They support organizations that you care about for religious freedom and constitutional rights and sanctity of life and veteran and first responder heroes. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Back with Todd Bensman. Todd, before I go to this caller, I want folks to understand how last time the truck tool was used by Abbott, that the governors down in Mexico responded, didn't they?
Yeah, very quickly. The governors of four states came over to Austin and signed security agreements with Abbott and Texas DPS to work together to hit hot spots on the Mexican side, to break up caravans on the Mexican side under threat that the bridge shutdown would happen again if they didn't. The only one time that I'm aware of did the Abbott administration actually do it again, and it was in December of 2022 in El Paso. They shut the bridge down there when there was a massive surge over that area into El Paso. They shut the bridge down again until the Mexicans got that under control on their side. And it's hard to directly, I mean, you can't really tell it's opaque over on that side. You can't really tell what they're doing, but I did do some reporting that showed that the Mexicans in Coahuila State did mount a whole series of roadblock operations on their side that broke up a caravan, 15,000 was coming in. They boarded buses and emptied them out onto the street, said, "You're on foot." They set up roadblocks everywhere on the highways leading into the border towns with Texas. They went south and into the bus stations and pulled people off the buses in the bus stations, even if they paid their tickets already. They were protests and civil disobedience on the Mexican side over those actions. Those were all as a direct result of the bridge closures by Abbott. Nobody knows that, though, unless you read me, because we've got no coverage at all outside of the Mexican.
No, if you really want to know what's happening there, you got to read Todd Bensman. He's the best of the best. David in Minnesota, question or comment? Go ahead, you're up.
Yes, I had a comment about the Biden, and I was wondering, it's kind of a three-part little question comment, if there are financial institutions involved in laundering or moving money from China to the Biden family, are they cooperating? And if they are not cooperating, could they be brought in, these banking executives, and questioned and be held in kind of twisting their arm in like conspiracy to move money, launder money, and also to include the LLCs, anybody outside of the Biden family that helped set up the LLC?
Yeah, I think that's what's going on with this investigation right now. And the whistleblower is saying that DOJ had this information but hasn't done anything with it. So we'll find out this week. David, appreciate the call. I'm going to move on just because we're talking about the border right now. We've got Todd Bensman with us. Todd, what you've seen this happen for years now, what is going to be the result? What is the sum of all of this mess that you've seen, all of this illegal immigration pour across the country, all the cartels and the drugs pouring across into this country? What's going to be the result of all this?
Well, I think it's transformative. This is something that is bringing in. It's already brought in 5 million foreign nationals in like 24 months. Over the next 24 months, I think we can expect another 5 million. So, the population growth of 10 million of people who are going to mostly be illegally present and are low skilled, low labor, I mean, low education, living as dependents of society. And that's going to cost. There's going to be a cost to that. The other thing that is important to know is that, this was a child-centric mass migration crisis. You're going to see a lot of family units in the next months crossing that border and turning themselves in. And all those kids have to go to school, public school, and we have to take them all in. So, you know, you're going to be looking at bond elections across the nation that are tax hiking to pay for all the portable classrooms and the new teachers and the expansions of facilities. That's already happening all across the country. I have the final chapter of my book, Over Ruffin, is about that. There's a community right here in Texas where 75,000 illegal immigrants have settled and causing all kinds of transformation.
By the way, I want to tell folks before we go here, Overrun, how Joe Biden unleashed the greatest border crisis in U.S. history, as well as America's covert border war, the untold story of the nation's battle to prevent jihadist infiltration. Thank you, Todd Bensman.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salt and nut rolls, two for a dollar. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle Water Packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.